Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes with 5- and 6-year-olds. Parents are watching their children navigate friendships, playground disagreements, and sibling dynamics, and they're wondering, how can I help my child become skilled at resolving conflicts and creating harmony? And I want you to know something right from the start. If you're asking this question, you're already doing something wonderful. You're recognizing that conflict resolution isn't something children are just born knowing. It's a skill, a beautiful skill that we can nurture and teach. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about this magical age. When your child is 5 or 6 years old, something remarkable is happening in their brain. They're developing what researchers call emotion regulation skills, and these skills are the foundation for everything that comes next in their social world. Here's what the research shows, and I find this absolutely fascinating. Children at this age are in a pivotal developmental window. Their brains are literally growing the capacity to understand that other people have different thoughts and feelings than they do. Can you imagine? They're discovering that when their friend is upset, it's not because the world is ending, it's because that friend has their own inner experience. Dr. Carice Lauren Price and Dr. Elizabeth A. Steed, who study early childhood development, put it beautifully. They say that teaching empathy and perspective taking helps children understand others' feelings and resolve conflicts peacefully. And when adults model warm and responsive actions, children naturally absorb these peacemaking behaviors. Now, I know what you might be thinking. But Inara, my child still argues with their sibling every single day. Or my child gets so upset when things don't go their way on the playground. And my friend, that is completely normal. In fact, it's more than normal. It's necessary. Every disagreement your child navigates is practice. Every time they feel frustrated because their friend wants to play a different game, their brain is learning. Every time they work through who gets the red crayon, they're building neural pathways for negotiation and compromise. The research tells us that 5- and 6-year-olds are showing marked improvements in their ability to use words instead of physical responses. They're learning to consider multiple solutions to problems. They're discovering that they can repair relationships after disagreements. Isn't that amazing? So what can we do as parents to support this beautiful development? Let me share some strategies that the magic book and the research both recommend. First, model the behavior you want to see. When you have a disagreement with your partner or a friend, let your child see you working through it calmly. Use phrases like, "I hear what you're saying, and I have a different idea. Can we find a solution that works for both of us?" Your child is watching, and they're learning that conflicts don't have to end in anger or hurt feelings. Second, teach your child to name their feelings. When they're upset, help them put words to what's happening inside. You can say, "It looks like you're feeling frustrated because your friend wanted to play tag instead of hide and seek." When children can name their emotions, they can manage them better. And when they can manage their own emotions, they can start to understand and respond to others' emotions too. Third, practice perspective taking together. When you read stories or watch shows, pause and ask, "How do you think that character is feeling right now? Why do you think they made that choice?" This helps your child develop empathy, which is the heart of peacemaking. Fourth, celebrate cooperation when you see it. When your child shares, takes turns, or helps a friend solve a problem, notice it. You can say, "I saw how you and your sister worked together to build that tower. You listened to each other's ideas and created something beautiful together. That's what peacemakers do." And here's something the magic book wants you to know. Conflict resolution isn't about avoiding disagreements. It's about learning to move through them with kindness and respect. It's about discovering that two people can have different ideas and still care about each other. Now, I want to tell you about a story that shows this beautifully. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends named Leo and Mia who discover something magical. They find an arcade where the games create beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully to each other. In the story, Leo and Mia learn that true cooperation makes everything more beautiful. They discover that when they pay attention to each other, when they really listen and work together, something magical happens. The games respond to their harmony. And isn't that just like real life? When children learn to listen to each other, When they practice taking turns in conversation and paying attention to their friends' ideas, relationships become more beautiful. Connection deepens, harmony grows. After you read this story with your child, you might try what I call listening games. Take turns sharing ideas and truly listening to each other, just like Leo and Mia did. Notice together how cooperation feels different than competition. Talk about how it feels when someone really listens to you. The research is so clear on this. When parents respond to conflicts with patience and teach children specific skills for creating harmony, they're building foundational abilities that support healthy relationships throughout life. You're not just helping your child navigate playground disagreements. You're giving them tools they'll use forever. I want you to remember something important. Your child's journey to becoming a skilled peacemaker won't happen overnight. There will still be arguments. There will still be tears and frustration. And that's okay. That's part of learning. Every time your child works through a conflict, even imperfectly, they're growing. Every time they try to use their words instead of their hands, they're practicing. Every time they attempt to see things from another person's perspective, they're developing empathy. And you, wonderful parent, you're their guide on this journey. Your calm presence during conflicts teaches them that disagreements don't have to be scary. Your gentle coaching helps them find the words they need. Your belief in their ability to learn these skills gives them confidence. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your child. We know that with your support, your child is learning to be a peacemaker, a harmony creator, someone who can navigate the beautiful complexity of human relationships with kindness and skill. So keep going, my friend. Keep modeling empathy. Keep teaching perspective taking. Keep celebrating cooperation. Keep reading stories that show children what peacemaking looks like. You're doing something truly wonderful. You can find the Harmony Arcade Adventure and many other stories that support social-emotional learning in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to help children develop these essential life skills. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for investing in your child's ability to create harmony in the world. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, with love and starlight, Inara.